Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where hope finds you. We invite you to enjoy and listen and be a part of a place where love welcomes you, peace will surround you, and the presence of God is already present. We invite you to bring your problems, bring your pain, bring everything that you deal with in this world. But when you listen, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Through our ways of reaching you, whether it's our weekly broadcast, whether it's our podcast, or whether it's something that you hear during the week or our weekly broadcast, we invite you to allow the Spirit of God to romance your ears and love on your heart. We don't take it for granted that you tune in to us, but we want to take this moment to just tell you right now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a great, great day here in New York. Welcome once again, everybody, all of God's children, amen, our friends, our family, and our loved ones from near and far. We just want to welcome you this morning to the Morning Glory International Community Development, where we provide you with that atmosphere of hope, faith, and love for your entire family. Our weekly broadcast, the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, is conducive for the Holy Spirit to come in to teach, inspire, and develop healthy families globally. Our resources, prayer ministries, and online Bible studies are a few avenues that we use to empower our families. So if you are ready, I'm ready, because I am your host this week, Minister Kim. Woo! It is such a great time for us here in ministry, amen, here on the radio. Today is my mini-me, Skylar Burrell's first birthday. I'm having some feelings because I'm not there to celebrate. So shout out to the Burrells, the Tillman, and all of Fayetteville, North Carolina family that's going to go out and celebrate our baby today. And I pray that the Lord will continue to undergird her, amen, that the enemy will never be able to affect her, amen, that angels will continue to minister to my baby girl, amen. I didn't have girls, so this is new for me. I love my babies. I got three beautiful granddaughters, y'all. So for all you grandmamas, your nannies and moms out there, amen, celebrate life. Celebrate what God has blessed you with. And I have so much to celebrate today. I'm so excited for this awesome, amazing group right here from the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. They said the Bronx ain't got nothing. They always talk about how we got abandoned buildings, graffiti on the wall. I don't know when the last time y'all visit the new Bronx, the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx, amen. But it ain't like that no more, amen. We got some stars, amen, that are coming out of the Bronx. So we want to congratulate to all the artists nominated for the first round of the Stellars. We especially want to shout out my nieces and nephew, the Lorraine, because they have been doing some awesome work, amen. They've been nominated for 10 Stellar Awards. 10, y'all. Oh, my God. These young people are doing so many awesome things. And I say to you guys that you've been preparing for this. So we celebrate what God is doing in your life and continue to be effective to our young people that need to see you and God to be what God needs them to be. Amen. I want y'all to continue to soar and to drive and do what God has called you to do. There are so many better days ahead for you guys, and continue to stay connected as one. Now, family, now, I don't know about y'all, but I've been listening to all the talk. I've been watching it on, you know, TV and social media. But let me tell you, if you're talking, but ain't going to do nothing come Tuesday, election day, then I'm going to have a problem with you. Amen? My motto this year is silent no more. I'm not going to be quiet no more. So I'm saying this nationally on air. We live, right? So this is what I'm saying. If you haven't voted yet, please do so. Amen? Your voice matters. So vote. What are you voting for? You voting for the rights, amen, that have been paid for you throughout generations, amen. Someone died to make a statement for you and I. The right to have your voice heard, the right to make decisions. Don't give up your power. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what Trump is saying. I'm saying it right here. Let me tell you, what is God saying? Get up and vote, amen. If you got to get up at the crack of dawn and vote before you go to work, if your child is 18 and over, let them vote. Let them voice their decisions, okay? Come on now, because I'll get in. Let me just pull it in, but please vote. Please vote. That's all I'm going to say. Please vote, all right? I don't want y'all being lazy. I want y'all to vote, all right? You can say, well, Hillary is no better than Trump. Look, we got to have somebody in the office, but we definitely can't have Trump. We definitely can't have Trump, I'm telling you. Yep, I'm telling you, I'm asking you to please vote, okay? All right, enough of that. Today, we have a phenomenal young lady here. She is not new to us, amen, but she might be new to you, amen. But I pray that after today that she will no longer be new to you. So this month, I really want you to make a note of all the shows that we're having. Our theme this month is Silent No More. Have you ever heard of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which took place last month? How about Eating Disorder Awareness Week? That happens in the last month, week in February. Maybe World AIDS Day, which is December 1st, next month. Chances are you are familiar with at least one of these well-known health awareness observations. But did you know the calendar is full of special months, weeks, and days that raises awareness for a variety of important health issues and conditions? They are dates where people with certain health conditions, their loved ones, advocacy organizations, and support groups rally around a common cause. Health, educational, fundraising, and support events are often held during these times. Therefore, we have invited some amazing women and men to join us to share with you their life stories. These people are phenomenal. They have received diagnosis. They are being caregivers to family members, amen. They are loving on God's people and showing them that regardless of what they've been told, amen, what they are dealing with, they have not lost their sanity, amen, because they trust God. They are not silent about what they are dealing with because they understand the power of their voice. They understand that with them telling their story, it will make a difference in someone's life. So this morning, I stopped by to tell the devil, we win and he lose. I come to decree and declare over your life that you shall be a brother's keeper. Amen. That means that you need to keep your sister, no matter what she is dealing with. If you're gone through it, share your story. Amen. No, she ain't trying to get in your business. She's trying to get delivered. She's trying to get healed. She's trying to press forward. Amen. She's trying to get up out of bed. So stop being silent. Stop saying, I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through. Nobody got to know my business. Yes, somebody needs to know your story. If you're alive today and you've been through something, God means for you to tell it. Amen. So we ain't being quiet no more. I know, you know, the holidays are coming, and we usually talk about what are we thankful for. You need to be thankful that you got a voice, that you got power to speak those things as though they're not, that you got the ability to change someone's condition of their mindset, of their heart because of what you have told them. I don't care if this is a stranger that you ride on the bus with. I don't care if it's someone in the grocery store. I don't care if it's someone that's sitting next to you in church. If God has pulled on you to speak to that individual because you never know what someone is dealing with. Amen? I just had to tell you that today. Yeah, I'm on fire because I'm so sick of the devil. I'm so sick of him trying to come in and sabotage what God has already created. God has created family, whether biological or spiritually. Amen. God has created us to be one. There's only one God and one body. And when you tap into that, you understand that you're not alone. Huh? For who and what is listening today, I'm letting the devil know that we are not sitting quiet on this any longer. We speak it up. Amen. Because, you know, the devil got M, so that's why I had to say that. Amen. Because they got this thing called preferred name. Nobody want to call Miss, Mr., Kim, Tracy. You know, they want to be called they. Amen. They is a spirit. If someone walks up to you and say, call me they, some demons, I'm not calling you that. What is your God-given name? Amen. I had to throw that in. That's a nugget. That's some new stuff coming out, y'all. Amen. The devil's running rapid, but we win. Amen. When we speak up and give them the word of God. My quote for today, and I know you've heard it before, but I need to repeat it again. I need to get it into your spirit. Your today decisions will impact your today's family. So let's make some meaningful choices in our lives to benefit everyone. Everyone, stop being selfish. Amen. Share and do, not only for yourself, but for someone else. Radio Angel, if you don't come in, I'm about to go up. Amen. And we dare not leave today's show without bringing this phenomenal woman of God back. Amen. To share her story. Amen. And to empower those that are here this morning. Welcome to the Morning Glory. This is your host, Minister Kim. I'm on fire. Because I'm alive today. We'll be back.
Come on, y'all, talk to him.
Come. You come from all your feet.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there is power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
That's right, y'all. You come from royalty. Amen. God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Don't let nobody tell you other than that. Amen. You are a royal priesthood. Amen. I am so excited once again to bring this phenomenal woman here once again to empower us. Number one, to start taking inventory and take care of ourselves. Especially women, we have so many roles and so many responsibilities. Amen. We wear so many hats. But one of the hats that I'm encouraging you to wear is self-assessment. Assess your needs. What do you need to be a better you? Amen. What do you need, amen, to thrive these last 2 months and in the coming years ahead? Amen. What do you need to fulfill the assignment of God? You need to do your checkups. Amen. Your annually checkups. You need to do what you need to do to be a better you. So we have this amazing woman that paved our stage past times before, and she was phenomenal then and she's phenomenal now, as we share the importance of not allowing your issues determine your end. Don't allow your issues, your health issues, your conditions to determine your end. It's not over. until God says so. Amen? She is no other than Tracy Byer with a life-changing story to share with us today. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with this illness called breast cancer or cancer, amen, this is a show that you dare not miss. So I'm giving you all the opportunity, amen, to call your sister girlfriends up right now and say, look, you need to chime into this call today. I need you to get some wisdom. I need you to get some strength, amen, because I love you and I need to see you around, amen. All right, now, welcome, Tracy. Tracy, to the show. OMG, it's been a minute.
Good morning. Good morning. Exactly. Thank you for having me, Minister Kim. I greatly appreciate you. I do.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I need to share how we met. I've shared it the first time we met, and I thank God we were at Lucinda Cross Activate, not this year, but last year. And, your homie, amen, Robin Devonis, she said, oh, Minister Kim, you need some jewelry. I was like, I know, right? This outfit. She said, I know the right person to go to. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking we're going downstairs to the hotel, you know, where they have their little cells. So she's like, no, we went to a room. We went to Tracy's room. We came to your room, knocking on the door, and we came in. And ladies, let me tell y'all, they go in the room, and it's nothing but jewelry spread out on the bed. She was prepared for me because Robin had called ahead of time. And I still have the jewelry, too. And she looked at my outfit, and she said, oh, no, I got something perfect for you. And she just started giving me jewelry. And that's what I'm talking about when we talk about Brother's Keeper. Iron sharpens iron, so a man will keep one another. And that means also including sisters. It's just a gender thing. Amen? But I appreciated you then, and I appreciate you now. Now, the thing is, I didn't even know her story, y'all. I didn't come into a room where there was a woman in bed, all depressed, crying, sobbing, you know, that self-pity syndrome that the enemy places on us, amen, when we are diagnosed or when we're going through certain things in our lives, amen, we want to have a pity party and we want to bring everyone. I saw this vibrant, energetic, loving, beautiful woman that was able to give. And I said, well, how much? She said, nothing. I'll just absolutely, yeah, we talk later. So I leave, and after the end of the conference, I came to give it back to her. She said, no, you can have it. And I've kept them. And every time I went, I think about you, Tracy. Because
yes,
I learned
thank
your
you.
Story. I learned
wow.
your story. And
wow.
I was like, she's such an amazing woman. So I love to see on social media all the wonderful things that you're doing, how God is just opening up so many doors for you. So today I just would like for you to stop by and really share your story, amen, how God has created this. Tracy's Bio, the nonprofit breast cancer survivor support organization that many people, amen, say, I don't need to be connected, but you do need to be connected. When you're going through, you need to be around strong women and men that's going to empower you, amen, when you don't have it within you. So I'm going to let the mic go, and I'm going to give it to you. Tell us about Tracy's Bio.
And again, thank you for having me this morning. Thank you for allowing me to, if you will, talk about my ministry. Thank you for allowing this platform. I am blessed to be here this morning. And so I guess Tracy Bio started out through my fight with breast cancer. And I oftentimes forget to not say that to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my business partner always says, you have to tell people that you're a survivor as well. And so I'm trying to walk into that space and say, I am a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me start off with that. I fought breast cancer for 3 complete years.
Mm-hmm.
My last surgery was of January of this year. And so I like to think that I am relatable to the ladies that I speak to in regards to breast cancer. And so let me back up a little bit. My journey started April the 16th, 2013, when after I went to a normal routine checkup,
mm-hmm.
I was told 4 days later that I had stage 3 breast cancer. And so I didn't go into the doctors for that. I went into just a normal checkup to take care of myself because at that particular time, I was pretty crappy at it. I was pretty lousy at it. As you mentioned, as females, we take care of everybody else. And I'm really good with that. I take care of everybody else. And I pride myself on doing so. And so I said, let me just go for a routine checkup. And here it is, 4 days later, I had stage 3 breast cancer. And so, it was devastating for me, devastating. And so that started the journey of Tracy's bio. I didn't plan to be here, to be honest with you, Minister Kim. I didn't. If you would have asked me 3 years ago if I would be here, I would tell you impossible, impossible. But again, as you mentioned, what was given to me to be bad turned into good. And so Tracy Bio started with a need, as you mentioned. You know, when I walked through the doors of chemo, I can very specifically tell you what happened that morning. I had my chemo was on a Tuesday, and I'm lucky. I have some sister girls who are pastors. And so I had three sister girls who said, we're going to hold a conference call for you and your family members the morning of chemo. I remember my daughter and I on the floor in my bedroom holding hands, embracing each other, crying, and they prayed over me and my spirit. And I had about 20 people on the conference call. And they were praying, they prayed for my spirit, my strength, just for me to walk in this light and keep my head up high. And so after the conference call, I walked into chemo with a pretty dress on, as you mentioned, with my jewelry on, with makeup on, and I glided into chemo without a worry in this world. And that started Tracy's bio. And because when I went into chemo, it was depressing. It was very depressing. But guess what, Reverend Kim, Minister Kim, I wasn't in that space. I was not in that space. I actually walked in there with my head up high and said, okay, I'm going to tackle this. I'm going to do whatever I got to take because at the end of this journey, I'm going to live an amazing, amazing life. And so every single time I walked into chemo, I walked with my head up high, and my doctor started to notice. They said, if I have more patients like you, that was the recurring theme. If I have more patients like you. And so I just saw there was a need. There was a need for, and I'm going to say this, an opportunity to talk about it. There was a need in our community to not be ashamed about it. There was a need in our community to not look like what we're going through. There was a need, a need. And so God placed it on my heart to help those that are going through breast cancer, hopefully to fight this with a vengeance and fight breast cancer looking pretty, if you will. And we know breast cancer takes so much from us. It takes what we think is beautiful. And so I just wanted the ladies to feel special and feel beautiful and just, you know, again, not look like what they're going through. And so I asked some of my hairstylists and I asked some makeup artists, I have these special ladies who are going through breast cancer. Can you help them out? Can you help? Can you supply a wig? Can you teach us how to put makeup on? Can you teach me how to put my eyelashes because they all fall out? Can you teach me how to put my eyebrows back on because they all fell out? Can you teach? And so these gracious hairstylists and makeup artists did the first Tracy Bio Day. And for those who are listening, bio means beautiful inside and out. Because oftentimes when you're not looking beautiful on the outside, you have to rely on your inner beauty to shine. And so Tracy Bio means beautiful inside and out. And so that's how Tracy Bio started. It started with just taking ladies who otherwise would have been behind doors, not feeling pretty, and showing them or teaching them or providing them a service where they still look beautiful while they're going through this abnormal process. That's how it all started.
Oh, my goodness. So amazing. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you go, oh, you know, I'm going to go to my, and you you know, mammogram. And do you immediately think, oh, you know, this time it's going to come back and I'm going to have breast cancer? No, you don't think like that, right? So, right, it can it changes. This diagnosis can change your outcome. But it seems like there was a fight already in you. Like God had prepared you for this because your attitude was totally different. You know what I'm saying? You know, initially, yeah, oh, my God, I'm not going to get through this. But I believe in the power of prayer. I believe, like you said, I began to get on the phone and I began to put the right people in my surrounding, amen, to lift me up. So the truth be told is we can't be silent about what we're going through. Your fight does not belong to you. Amen. It becomes a we. It becomes an army. It becomes some, you know, lieutenants and sergeants and generals in it. It becomes some soldiers in it because you can't fight your battles alone. No matter what battle that you're in, whether it's breast cancer, you know, whether it's poverty, whatever you're dealing with in life, the reason why you're in it, the way that you're in it, the way you're going through it is because you think that you could do it all by yourself. People of God, we have to get to the point that it's no longer an I thing, but it's a team effort. It's a we thing. Amen?
Hey, listen, let me explain to you is that, you know, and exactly what you said, it wasn't about me. It was not about me. Every side effect, because when you go in and you hear all the things cancer is going to do for you, they said this side effect, that side effect, that side effect. Well, I was blessed or cursed, however you want to say it. With every side effect that came with it, I received it. I received every side effect. Fingernails falling off, me being in bed for 3 weeks at a time and cannot see because the sun is too strong, or, you know, me constantly, you know, throwing up. Whatever side effect that they said textbook-wise, I had it. But I believe that God needed to show me what I needed to go through to be relatable. To tell a lady, been there, done that. I understand. And so now I understand I went through all these things. I could not figure it out, but now I understand why I went through all these things. So when someone comes to me and say, are you experiencing this? Yep, I experienced that. Do you know about this? Yep, I know about that. I know about it. So you're exactly right. This thing, which I didn't know then, it was bigger than me. It was definitely bigger than me. And so, yes, I went in tackling with my head up high. I never complained. I never asked why. That was never my vocabulary. Why do I have breast cancer? Why, Lord, why did you give this to me? I never asked that because now I know the reason why he gave it to me. No.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What is breast cancer? Breast cancer is a disease in which, amen, the cancer cells form in the tissue of the breast. Can men become affected by breast cancer? When we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Tracy Biles.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Minister Kim. Good morning for those who are just joining in. We are giving you an awareness, amen, some encouragement, amen, when it comes to breast cancer. We know that breast cancer awareness was on last month, but guess what? You need to be aware every day. You need to be taking your mammograms every year. I left this out there before we went to commercial break and help us out with this, because I think oftentimes, not only us as women, because we wear a facet of many hats and we don't take care of ourselves, amen, that men as well, you know, you can't even get a man to go to the doctor when they got a cold. They got to be almost to death door before they even go to a hospital. And I don't know anyone, but I've heard even men being diagnosed with breast cancer. So I would like for you to talk about that, because, you know, we have some brothers too, amen, that feel that, you know, they absolutely ain't going to happen to me. Anything can happen, amen. You could be the chosen vessel, like Tracy and so many of your peers have been the chosen vessel, amen, to empower someone with this condition. So how you know, what is the percentage of men being diagnosed with breast cancer, Tracy?
It is a very small percentage. I don't have mm-hmm. the actual number, but it's a very mm-hmm. small percentage of men that actually are diagnosed with breast cancer. And believe it or not, that even black females have breast cancer at a lower rate as well. But through us not taking care of our health, through us not knowing our family history, or do us not taking care of our bodies in regards to having mammograms, mm-hmm. we die at a faster rate. And so I don't know the statistics in regards to men, mm-hmm. but yes, mm-hmm. men can actually receive breast cancer as well. And as you said, I haven't met anybody. I would love to speak to somebody who has breast cancer, a man who has breast cancer, mm-hmm. just to see how they found out, what were they thinking, is it part of their family history? Because one thing that I do know is that, and I speak to my doctors all the time, there is really no rhyme or really reason how you can get breast cancer. I can tell you that, you know, you can get a genetic testing and they can say no, and people have still got breast cancer. You can not have any family history of breast cancer, but yet you still get breast cancer.
Yeah,
I had this young lady who was in the first book that I spoke about last year. She was 15, and she was going through her normal routine. She was an athlete. She was ready. She was healthy, and she found a lump. And her doctor dismissed it and said, "You're just going through puberty." I mean, you know what I mean? You're actually just going through the, you know, you're young mm-hmm. and this is part of your body. And then a year later, when she went back because she was very persistent, they said, "We have to apologize. Yes, it's breast cancer."
Wow.
And so here's this 16-year-old, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young lady who at 16 had a mastectomy. And can I tell you that she coached me for my mastectomy? So here you have this person, and again, talk about what's meant for bad, used for good. Here she is, 22 years old, and she came into my life, and she coached me in reference to how I should handle me having a mastectomy. And so it's just really no wrong. You can do a lot of things to diminish your risk and keep it low, but mm-hmm. you know, breast cancer is a beast. It's just a beast, and as I'm walking this lane, I hear people all the time. You know, it's every single day I'm calling people up and saying, I heard you had breast cancer. Let's talk about it. I heard that mm-hmm. you know you had a scare. Let's talk about it. And so, you know, again, because it wasn't part of my lane, you know, prior to me having breast cancer, I barely heard about or even paid attention to breast cancer. Now mm-hmm. it's part of my everyday 365, my verbiage every single day in regards to trying to save lives. And so, yes, men can get breast cancer. And so we, as females and men in our community, need to be on top of our health. It's so, so, so important. Take my ignorance of me not being on top of my health, and please understand that somebody, and again, I say this all the time, I was living my life. I was working. I was, you know, taking care of the people, and all of a sudden this blindsided me, and it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be stage three. It didn't have to be. Had I went in my normal routine checkups, had I been in tune to my body, it didn't have to be stage three. It didn't have to be so evasive, and it was. And so if I can do anything to people, to talk to them and say, listen, please say, you know, when I, one of the ladies in this year book, she was stage zero. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wow.
Although I didn't want her to have it, she was stage zero. I mean, and so I can't speak to that you're not going to get it. I can speak to and reference some of the things you can do to keep it at bay. But just please be mindful of your body and your family history and what's going on in tune with your body, because, you know, stage, it could be stage zero. It didn't have to be so evasive. That's mine, stage three. And there's people in my book, of the second book, who are stage four. And so we just need to be in tune to our body because, yeah, we're fighting for our lives. We are fighting for our lives.
Yes. Tracy, this is a wealth of information to save lives. Amen. We do have a question, so we're going to allow Radio Andrew to bring our guest in right now. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. This is Minister Kim and our guest, Tracy Bio. We are sharing about breast cancer. Do you have a comment or a question?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? This is Lady Quarterback.
Yes. How are you, beautiful? The co-host
of the show. I'm wonderful, wonderful. Just tuning in. Hey, Miss Tracy Bio.
Your story is
just you have me over here thinking because I just want to chime in because I know that we're talking about cancer this morning. However, when I'm sitting here thinking because I don't have cancer, I'm just thinking about every form of disease, whether it's physical or spiritual disease. Just wanted to kind of encourage the listeners, just because it's cancer, just because we're talking about cancer this morning, doesn't mean that you're exempt from the principles that she's given. And one of the things that you said earlier, and I actually had to write it down for myself, is that you said you received every side effect. And that was so powerful to me because as humans, we try to fight what's natural. If that makes sense. The doctor told you that those side effects was going to come because of the state you were in. So by you receiving it and expecting them to happen, you weren't caught off guard. You know what I mean? So you was like, well, I just dealt with it. Hey, I ain't had no eyebrows. I was like, show me how to put on eyebrows. Eyelashes fell off. Look, let me get some eyelashes. And I think that's one of the most important components when we're battling with diseases, whether it's cancer, spiritual, whether it's hatred, unforgiveness, anything that comes in the form of disease physically or spiritually, there are side effects. And if we embrace them because we expect them, then the fight won't be that exhausting, if you will. So I wanted to just say I really appreciate that statement there and wanted to just encourage the listeners that, you know, recognize what the disease is and then just know that it comes with side effects and then do what you need to do. Like you said, you went in, you was sharp. I went in like I wasn't even going through anything. I got dressed. I had on a pretty dress. And I could just see that it not only made you feel good, but I bet people that were in the same room with you was expecting you to come in because you came in and gave them what they couldn't give themselves. And that was a sense of beauty and confidence. So I just wanted to say that because you really, really helped me this morning, you know, add another principle to my long list of principles. But I want to say I just really appreciate you and your story and you sharing it with the world today. That's all.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Quarterback. Thank you. It's absolutely true. A lot of times we don't want to identify what we are feeling, you know, what we are going through. We don't want to acknowledge it. And we hear people say, if you don't say it, it's not happening. No, it is. Actually, what's happening is it is manifesting, amen, more and more within you because you are not releasing it, amen. Things grow in the dark, right? But when you put light on it, it got to die. It got to die. So when you, again, speak up and say, hey, okay, this is what I'm experiencing, but it's not the end. This is not the end of my story. And one of the things, too, that quarterback said was, you know, you empower others in your surrounding every time you went for chemotherapy, every time you went for even just a follow-up. Because even your doctors were saying, if more of my patients was like this, that helps them out more. You know what I'm saying? It empowers them more. Like, I'm trying to do the best for you, but if you could just get in and be a part of the team and we work this together, you'll have a good story. You'll have a good end out of it. And, you know, I want to say this here, too. On last week, we have every fifth Sunday the Woman's War Cry, and my First Lady, Elder Lynette Cooper, we honored, amen, and we made awareness of breast cancer at our church. Churches need to have awareness, not only about breast cancer, about anything that is happening, just not for the month that it's in, but we need to have these dialogues with our members, amen, of the church, because people come in every week and they're dealing with something and they don't have a place to vent. They don't have a place, amen, to share a testimony. So I want to thank God for my leaders, amen, Pastor Dr. Thomas F. Cooper, my First Lady, Elder Lynette Cooper, for giving us that platform. And men and women came and shared their stories. There was one brother, Brother Keith, got up there, and he was talking to the men. He was talking to the men. He was sharing about the cycle of prostate cancer and how it was important for the brothers to go and be checked. So you see how that one event, someone saying, hey, let's just do something. We came together as a team, right? And it empowered people to open up and to share and to give back to someone that was probably sitting in there dealing with it or had a loved one that dealt with it and they didn't have a voice, amen? But that day they had a voice. So continue to have a voice, people, amen? Our theme this year is silent no more. We are not sitting on anything anymore. We're going to open up. We're going to tell our stories because we want to save people's lives, amen? This is good stuff here on the radio. Do we have any more comments or questions, Kim? All right, then we go on to a commercial break. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope today with Tracy Bio sharing her story, a survivor of breast cancer. We'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Yes, come on out, come on out. If you don't have a church home, amen, you can always visit us at Kingdom Life Temple. That is 3030 Jerome Avenue near Bedford Park in the Bronx. Service starts at 9:45. Come and hear a rhema word, amen, and be blessed, amen, by the congregation as we embrace you in love each week, each week. It has been a phenomenal, phenomenal fun. I want to congratulate you and your team, amen. Your foundation is doing so many wonderful things. You've had the opportunity, amen, to bring out your pink, amen. At Soul Circles of Sisters, right? What was it? Soul Circus.
It was Universal Soul. Universal Soul Circus. They asked me to come yesterday to have a Tracy Bio thing, and so yesterday we were out. So I'm mentioning.
after we lose her?
Said, you're saying, I am here. God chose.
Okay, Minister Kim?
Yes.
We are going to go into commercial break right now.
Okay. Tracy?
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You know, this is live radio right here. Amen. We were having some issues with our guest, Mike. Amen. Or, you know how that go. We ain't blaming the devil for nothing. We going to be real today. Amen. Things happen. And this is real talk. Amen. So, Tracy.
Yeah.
Can we get a do-over on that?
Of course. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to share some of the things that Tracy Bio, the organization, is doing. And as I mentioned in regards to the books that we have out there, mm-hmm. and the books are called The Pink Sister Chronicles. And this is my second book that was released September the 29th. And we actually have 16 ladies for the third book that will be released next October. But the book is a compilation of ladies who are breast cancer survivors and some who actually gained their wings through their fight. And so the first book came out in 2015 with 13 ladies. And this year there were 11 ladies. And, you know, I am blessed. And I have to say, blessed to be able to be the vehicle for these ladies to allow them to share their stories. And they talk about their lives prior to breast cancer, during breast cancer, and for some, those that are surviving breast cancer. And again, it's called The Pink Sister Chronicles. And so it's just, I am just overjoyed that these ladies came to me, and understand that some of these ladies came through somebody who knew somebody, some came through social media, some came people who I just, you know, walked on the street and we start talking. But I have met this group of ladies who want to tell their stories. Again, cancer is not like their grandmom disease anymore. People want to talk about it, which is excellent. People want to hear of survivorship. People want to hear that I too can fight this demon and this disease. And so these books, The Pink Sister Chronicle 1 and The Pink Sister Chronicle 2, which is named Ball to Bold. These are just books of ladies that are telling their stories in hopes of encouraging other ladies to understand that, yeah, you can do this. You definitely can do this. And we all come from different walks of life. You know what I mean? Again, I have the first book, I had a 15-year-old young lady. The second book, I have someone who was hearing impaired since she was born. And now she just had a double mastectomy 2 months ago. And she speak about her life and, you know, and how, you know, when she said, one of the things that moved me, she said, when I was born, I went through a lot. And the only thing that happened to me was I'm just deaf. And so you know that she fought cancer with a vengeance because her attitude was already there based upon what she said. She was only deaf. And so it is just a great read of ladies who are just, I can't even begin to tell you how blessed I am to have these ladies in my life. And what the first two books, I actually asked these ladies, people are coming up to me, like, really, I'm blown away.
that people are coming up to me and asking me, can I tell my story? So for me to have a waiting list of 16 to 18 ladies, it just tells me the road or the path that this ministry is going in. And so I am welcome with it with open arms and just truly amazed and blessed to be here.
And we are excited that you are here, that you fight not only for yourself, but you fight for every woman, amen, that has been diagnosed or potentially can be diagnosed if they don't start taking care of themselves. So we want to thank you so, so much. Amen. You do a wonderful and phenomenal thing. I know you're out in Philly, you be in Jersey, but hey, you know what? Good stuff. You travel to. Amen.
Yes.
For those, amen, who live, you know, not in her areas, don't find it robbery not to get on a bus, not to carpool with somebody. But if you know someone who is a survivor of breast cancer or someone who was diagnosed with it, please check out Tracy Bio. It's www.tracy.bio.com. I just put it up on my wall on Facebook. We're going to have it in social media. We are so excited. And please purchase the first and second Chronicle. Amen. And she just put it out there. If you want to share your story, why not put it in the book? Amen. Mm-hmm. Let it become global. Let your story become global.
I receive that. I totally receive that.
Let it become global. I feel it. Hey, man, I feel it. Don't get me started here today. I said I was on fire this morning. Again, we want to thank you so, so much. Amen. We're looking forward to hearing some more great things and having you return right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Thank you
Minister
for having
Kim,
me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
We do have another question.
All right.
So before you go, Ms. Tracy Bio, we'd like to open up the line for this young lady to actually ask a question to you. Caller, your line is open. Your last four digits are 8796, area code 903. Caller, your line is open.
Good morning. I'm great. God. Yes. Want to just embrace all of you all and thank you for the topic. I am Ms. Meyer from Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. I applaud you for doing what you're doing, my sister Tracy, and good morning, Minister Kim. And I did not get to get on at the very beginning. I just want to know if you talked about caffeine and how that can aggravate fibroid tumors and breast cancer. Did you address that? Because I got
a
diagnosis. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you can repeat that, please. I didn't quite hear your question. I'm sorry.
My question, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. I did not get to hear the first part of what you said, but I was blessed by the parts that I did hear. But in talking about how to minimize it, did you address how caffeine can aggravate fibroid tumors?
Well, no, I did not. And one thing, again, I rely heavily on my doctors, wonderful oncologists and radiologists that are my life. And I refer back to them all the time. And one of the things that she did say to me, and for those, I used to drink diet Pepsis like religiously, religiously. I had to have 3 or 4 a day, every day. And she did say, obviously, your diet, and we all know that, your diet plays a big part in regards to minimizing the risk. And some of the things that she said is that first we should cut back on processed meat. That's one of I know my daughter eats chicken almost every day, and so these are things that are not good for us. She did mention caffeine. Caffeine is definitely not good for us. Artificial sweeteners, that's definitely not good for us. And again, these are things that are going to minimize your risk
when it comes to cancer. If there are cancer cells in your body that's already there, these things are going to take it from a dormant state to an active state. And so, yes, coffee is a big, big no. Definitely a big no. Caffeine is a big no. Again, artificial sweeteners. Even if you get coffee and you get artificial sweetener in your coffee, that's double dose. And so, yes, your diet plays such an amazing, amazing part when it comes to this. Your weight plays a part. And then we speak to in reference to the culture. And so in our culture, you know, we eat very healthy. We eat a lot of fatty products. You know, even our body image is different in our culture, where, you know, we might look to a person who's a size 12 as being healthy, where another culture might say a size 12 is being obese. And so, yeah, all this plays a part in reference to us making sure that we understand how cancer cells breathe. And so to your question, caffeine is just not something that we should intake. And if you go to breastcancer.org, who is my doctor? Mm-hmm. She has 7 million followers following her in reference to her website, breastcancer.org. She lays out everything in reference to what some of the things that you should be digesting or eating. And again, caffeine is not good for our bodies, and it's not good for those that have cancer cells and unbeknownst to us, because it only harbors them and makes them grow.
And may I share my quick story real quick? Because a year ago, I had my first mammogram in 3 years due to life, wasn't able to get one. And so I have a very conscientious doctor, went in to him after that, had the reading, and he said to me, well, you got to give up caffeine. I said, well, I don't really drink pops. I only drink tea every now and then. He said, but that includes chocolate. I said, chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
I think I had buried in my mind that chocolate was a source of caffeine, because I had to have chocolate chip cookies or something chocolate every day. And I actually told him, you're asking me to, that's in reference to me like asking a drunk to give up alcohol. You're asking me to give up chocolate. And he said, well, do you want to live? So I will tell you that it was life altering for me to have to give that up.
Wow.
But better that than to give up the life that I have not completed living yet. And I have to still go back in December. But I'm believing God's report. I am just crazy enough to believe that he said he died for me to be saved. So I'm believing when I go back for the checkup in December, that they're going to say, okay, we can't see nothing. Because I saw the masses in April when we did the sonogram. And they said they were not enough. Evidently, they've been there and they hadn't told me all the time. Because they've been saying how from the 3 years since before I got my first one last year, that it had grown, but that it still wasn't enough to be alarmed. And nobody had ever mentioned fibroid tumors to me.
Wow.
I used to consistently get an exam every year. And so, you know, but God is good and God is faithful.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad he had you do the, you know, everybody's experience is not going to be the same, but I'm glad you have walked through and continue to walk through and help others that are going through. And just may he refill you to keep on walking the journey.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And thank you. And again, everything is within moderation. So I hear what you said in reference to you had to cut out chocolate, and I had to cut out my love for Diet Pepsis. But again, everything's in moderation. Everything is definitely in moderation, and so just remember that.
Yeah, and can I just add, Sue? Thank you so much, Myra, for adding that. Amen. Some of the preventive measures that we can take, but besides what we put in our bodies, meaning food or drink, stress too, the emotional component of it. Amen, breaks down our immune system, which raises, illnesses to arise in our bodies. Amen. Illnesses, conditions in your body. So stress is the number one thing that we have to be mindful of. And one of the things that we talk about, again, silent no more. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we don't realize how powerful it is to say something about something than not. Because the more you hold things in, the more you're creating dead weight that will cause toxic in your body, that can affect vital organs, that cause illnesses and conditions that God never intended for you, but because you didn't let it go. Amen? The Bible lets us know that we are to cast our cares upon the Lord. Amen? Upon Him. Amen? So we should not be walking around worried and be stressed out, and all that stuff is toxic. So whoever's on the line right now, amen, who's in the audience, we need to get rid of it. Open up your mouth right now. I don't care if you're in the beauty parlor. I don't care if you're in the supermarket. Whatever you're dealing with, amen, you scream. Let it out.
Let it out.
Yeah. Get that stuff off of you. Get it out of you. Detox yourself from these emotion baggages that you're holding on to. Let it go.
And Minister Kim, a great solid stress activator is unforgiveness.
Yes.
So we definitely need to let go. We need to search ourselves or have God to search us. That'd be better. And let us know all the people we really haven't forgiven, because I just realized I hadn't forgiven my master instructor, professor in college, because he wrongfully gave me a grade, but gave all his fraternity brothers grades, and they didn't even come to class. I just realized last night when a guy asked me, did I remember him from class, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember. Because the professor gave all y'all grades, and y'all didn't come to class, and he gave me a grade that I didn't deserve. I'm like, I got to forgive this man. I just sat and said that this morning while y'all were talking. So to God be the glory.
Yes, God be the glory. So again, we want to thank each and every one of you who are here today. We appreciate and we pray that Tracy, amen, empowered you. And again, please go to her website. I already put it up, www.tracysbio.org, amen, and get the Pink Sister Chronicles too. Matter of fact, go get both of them, amen. We're going to start doing our Christmas shopping list. Amen. With recommendations, buy it for someone. Amen. Reading is fundamental. And guess what? We need the information. So please, please, please. We thank you. We appreciate you, Tracy. And don't stay away too long. Okay? Come back soon.
Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Amen. Ooh, what a phenomenal show. We'll be back.
So sorry about that. That was my cue to actually come on and tell y'all what's going on in the hood. Man, I was, you know, I'm loving me some Tracy Bio. I love it when she stops by the Morning Glory and gives us wealth of information. We do not take it lightly that you have stopped by our show today. So we want to thank you first and foremost for stopping by and being a part of the family. So what's going on in the neighborhood? Sorry, Minister Kim. I know. We're not doing it in the hood. What's happening? Well, the major thing that we're talking about that's happening is happening on Tuesday, coming up, Election Day. So that's what's happening in the neighborhood. That's what's happening now. We need you to go out and vote. Like Minister Kim said, there were several people who have died. There were several people who were out there fighting for your rights to be able to vote. And there are so many people that are against you. So it's important that you need to make sure that you are out there voting. It doesn't matter whether you vote for Hillary or it doesn't matter whether you vote for Trump. It just matters that you show up. show up. I need you to grab somebody and take them with you to the voting polls. Me, I'm grabbing Auntie B. You already know Auntie Brenda and I are at the booth, not at 6 o'clock in the morning, but maybe about 10 in the morning. And then off the breakfast. Make it a day of celebration because we're going into a change. The country is definitely going into a change. And just remember, everybody, listen, as a Christian, guess what? You ain't got nothing to fear. I got to say that loud and clear. You got nothing to fear because what? God got us. So don't go in panic mode. Don't go in worry mode. Don't go in no worm. Reality radio, you know, I didn't mess up the words, but you know what I'm saying, guys. Go out and vote. That's the most important thing. That's what's happening. That's what's real. Everyone, we'll be back.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my God. Was that not a phenomenal show? Oh, goodness. Tracy Bio, I love her, I love her. Today, I'm excited to share this word. Amen. Real talk. Amen. Are y'all ready to hear some real talk? Because we real people, and we got some real issues. Let's talk about provision. Let's talk about provision real quick. We are made partakers of the divine nature, receiving and sharing God's own natural through his promises. Then we have to work that divine nature into our human nature by developing godly habits. The first habit is developed is a habit of recognizing God's provision for your life. We say, however, oh, I can't afford it. One of the worst lies is wrapped up in that statement. We talk as if our Heavenly Father has cut us off without a penny. We think it is a sign of true humility to say at the end of a day, well, I just barely got by today, but it was an okay day. It was, well, you know. You know the cliches that we have, and we say it, amen, because we've heard it from someone else, amen, or we have lived in it because we surrounded ourselves with negativity. And yet, we are here today to inspire you to look at your provision. Who is your provision? God is your provision. Amen? The Almighty God is ours in the Lord Jesus, and he will reach to the last grain of sand and the remotest star to bless us if we will only obey him. Does it really matter that our circumstances are difficult? Why shouldn't they be? If we give way to self-pity and indulge in the luxury of misery, we remove God's riches from our lives and hinder others from entering into his provision. No sin is worse than the sin of self-pity, family, because it removes God from the throne of our lives, replacing him with our own self-interests. It causes us to open our mouths only to complain, and we simply become spiritual sponges, always absorbing, never giving, never being satisfied. And there is nothing lovely or generous about our lives because guess what? We're not living in our full potential when we live in self-pity. Before God becomes satisfied with you and I, he will take everything of our so-called wealth until we learn that he is our source. As the psalmist David wrote, All my springs are in you. If the majesty, grace, and power of God are not being exhibited in you and I, God holds us responsible. God is able to make all grace abound towards you and I. May you have abundance, amen, according to 2 Corinthians 9:8. Then learn to lavish the grace of God on others. Generously giving of yourself. We got to learn how to give. This is real talk for real people, amen, because we got some real issues in the body of Christ. We become so selfish. We become self-centered. It's all about me, 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 and not we and us any longer. Be marked and identified with God's nature, that his blessings will flow through you at all times. King Solomon said it like this in the book of Proverbs 3:5-6. He says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Yeah, mm-hmm. Real talk. What is the body of Christ struggling with? Why are you in a struggle? Why are you in a fight? Why are you waiting? Let me help you this morning. Your struggle is because you choose to live a life outside of the will of God. He says, seek me first, the kingdom of righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Are you seeking God first? Are you allowing the God who wants to govern your life to give you the riches of life? Amen. When you stop and seek him first, you shall see the provision of God. That means that you will be able to see what God already prepared for you. God says that you were predestined. That means he prepared a way for you. That means if you're looking for your Boaz, he will come. If you're looking for your destiny, it will show up. God will begin to give you the plans. Don't you sweat and complain about another thing. Don't you go through another day worrying about what tomorrow's going to bring. Don't you worry your head about what you're going to do when the holidays come. Will you be able to invite your family over for Thanksgiving dinner? Will you be able to give a gift come Christmas time? Remember who is your source of provision. God will provide everything for you. He will open up the windows of heaven for you when you seek his face. Real talk today with Minister Kim, because we are real people who have some real issues. Stop being selfish, people of God. Stop having that I and me on your chest and start seeking the will of God and start being a team builder and watch. God bless you. God bless you and have a phenomenal day. I love you. Until next time, be blessed. That you can shout out your business right here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope between the hours of 10:05 and 10:10 every Saturday. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're giving you free advertisement right here because we celebrate what you are doing. So don't forget every Saturday, if you tune in, tell your business partners to tune in. We will shout out your business right here on the radio. Right now, it is time for the plays from our quarterback. That is no other than Lady LaTanya Rush on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back with the plays from the quarterback.
Defense! Talking with the quarterback, conversations with the quarterback, we're going to talk about starting over. When should you start over? Or is starting over even an option? I know people think that if they have to start over with something, that it appears that they failed at something. That's not necessarily true. Starting over is just that, starting over. The questions you should ask yourself is, should you start over? Where, at that point, should you start over? Defining starting over, what does that mean to you and what does it look like? Well, it will never be perfect, so breathe. My mentor, Abriel Franks Hunt, said that. And it brought something to me that brought a lot of relief, that things that I've started may not always be perfect. Things that I've done, there's no perfection to it. I can keep going over and over and over trying to perfect something that will never be perfect. What is perfection? Is it perfection to me, or is it perfection according to what I expect others to say that it's perfect? Take this time to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to start over. Know that it's okay. One of the many things that I say all the time is that you have the power to choose choices. You have the power to choose and choose again. If you don't like it, make another choice. If it doesn't fit, make another choice. Making choices is equivalent to my starting over. If you don't like starting over, then say make choices. But at some point, it's got to be done. Because if you continue to beat a dead horse, you know what? It's not going to get up. And your arm is just going to be tired. Today, I want you to think about some things in your life that you really could start over or make another choice on. Look at it, evaluate it, scrap it, start over. Take it, evolve it, start from that point. There's always a starting point. There's always a 1, 2, 3 and an ABC. And it can be a 1, 2, 3 ABC within the same timeline, within the same project, on the same experiment. What? I couldn't even get that out. So I'm going to start over. There's always an ABC, a 1, 2, 3, on the same timeline with the same experiment in the same project. See, it wasn't that hard. Starting over isn't hard. If you have to start over, that doesn't mean that you're a failure. That just means that you made another choice and you have the power to choose. Remember, it will never be perfect, so breathe. Some things are meant to be experienced and not completed. This has been the quarterback with another quarterback play for your journey. Peace.
Everybody with one loud voice, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice
in the power of your name. Lord, we rejoice
in the power
of
your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Our opinion.
Your name
is great.
We proclaim your name.
well, well. Lady Quarterback.
Yes.
How are you? Wasn't this a phenomenal show?
That was awesome. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoyed it. She gave some, there were some really, really good nuggets, some diamonds
mm-hmm.
that was said
mm-hmm.
today. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, me, I always take it beyond the box.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I understand, you know, we were talking about cancer, and recently my sister-in-law, as Tracy Bio put it, earned her wings to cancer.
Mm.
And, you know, and I did everything that I could possibly do to try to get her to change the way she looked at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she just didn't have the ability to do it at that point. So
mm-hmm.
the show was really dear to me because
mm-hmm.
I miss her tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to pick up the phone and call her. But also the nuggets, as you said earlier, at the beginning of the show, when you talked about evaluation,
mm-hmm.
like doing a self-evaluation. So I know, like I said earlier, I know we were talking about cancer, but I just took it totally out of that box and applied it to everything, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, any type of ailment that a person can have. You know, I know we talked about unforgiveness. We talked about, you know, what you're putting in your body to contribute to certain things and those things. It was the show was really, really good for me. I'm glad that I was led to call in this morning live and listen to all of the good stuff. So, yeah.
It was deep. It was. And, you know, I thank God for the amazing people that we invite on, and they share their story. They're transparent. And what
mm-hmm.
I got out of today's show was that teamwork. You know, it keeps ringing in my ear, the power of teamwork. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those
mm-hmm.
who didn't know, you know, a couple of years ago, November 7th would be 2 years, I was in that car accident, and I was immobile for, what, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
But it was the love of people, the visits, the calls, the prayers
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that pushed me out of that bed, that got me
mm-hmm.
back on my feet again. And team, when you come together with people and you have the right people in your circle, no matter what condition you're in, amen, I believe that they can empower you to get out of
mm-hmm.
it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
important to connect with organizations, individuals,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and get the necessary resources that you need to fight whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And an attitude changes everything. Your attitude
yes,
changes your outcome.
Yep. Yes,
so we got to have a right attitude.
Yes. And we have to want to.
Yes.
You know, you have to
yes.
receive that team, too. You know, you
mm-hmm.
could have
mm-hmm.
not answered your phone and
right.
not opened
mm-hmm.
the door. You know, yes, the team is important, but you have to utilize your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take advantage
yes.
of your team and know that they're there. So, yeah, as we, you know, close out of 2016 and we're going into a new year, you know, I really encourage the listeners to go back and listen to as many shows as possible to get everything you need to
mm-hmm.
Prepare you for what's to come. Like you mentioned,
yeah.
election, vote, and
mm-hmm.
vote,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what's going to happen, but what's in store,
yeah.
but we need to be prepared, you know, and I really feel that, you know, the guests that you've had on the show and the interviews that were done and the nuggets and interaction of the team brought about a lot of principles that we all can use going forward. So go back and listen to those archives. Get on Blog
yeah.
Talk and listen to the shows, as many shows as you can, and
mm-hmm.
Get everything you need because you have to utilize what's presented before you.
Right, right. Thank you so much. And the key word is
yay.
Get it and utilize it. Don't just get it and sit on it, people.
Right.
You got a tendency of doing that. You know, we get stuff.
Hold
amen.
It.
God is right and hold it. You got to let it go. You got to utilize the information. So let's challenge our listeners. You know, if you haven't already had a mammogram, the year is not out yet. Do so. We challenge you to make that appointment. If your doctor's office is open today, make it. If not, do it on Monday morning. Stop procrastinating. Amen. You can have stage zero that I wasn't even aware of to stage
right.
four. So let's make it no stage. Amen?
Right.
Let's not allow it to necessitize. Let's just go take care of ourselves. And if you need someone to accompany you, get your sister girlfriend to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Get someone that will motivate you to do it. And if you stop
mm-hmm.
making the appointment, ask them to make it for you. Show
mm-hmm.
up for you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging
mm-hmm.
you, if you get that phone call, right, if you get that phone call, someone says, you know, I'm really struggling, I'm scared to do, you know what, make that call for them.
Mm-hmm.
Call
mm-hmm.
the doctor, make that appointment, and then schedule your time to be there, all right? We love
mm-hmm.
you. We appreciate you. We have so much that is in store for you in 2017. But before we leave it, again, go to our archive shows. Let's prepare for what's ahead of us. Amen. Be prepared with all of our shows that we have in preparing you to hit 2017 being in shape. Amen. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. When we come back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, we never leave our broadcast without giving you opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'll be back. Well, it is the time of the show that we have to wish you bye-bye. But before we do that, amen, we want to invite those who do not know Christ to the body of Christ today. It's free. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is open up your mouth and say that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. That's it. And that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He'll become your advocate. Amen. He will fill you where the void is at. So I pray that you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. I pray that the next thing that you do is find your Bible teaching church and join it and grow in God. And you can always come back here and get a word from us to encourage you. Don't forget, the word of the week is provision, provision. God makes provision for his people because he loves you. And don't forget all what Lady Quarterback said today. Amen. We had some good plays today. You can do a do-over anytime. Amen. Do it over. Whatever you were doing, and you felt it wasn't right, you know what, go scribble that scrabble. Nope, I want to do this over. Write the vision and make it plain. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll be back next week. You're going higher. Silence no more right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.